Al-Bayan Radio presents Golden Morals, a collection of stories from the Seerah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another episode from the Golden Morals series on Al-Bayan Radio. Today's episode is titled, I'm the Helper of Those Who Have No Helper. My dear brothers and sisters, when we discuss the morals of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to understand automatically that he is the best. He is number one. He is on the highest standard of character, as Allah has told us in the Quran, and a verse which we have mentioned many times throughout this series, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Verily, you, O Muhammad, are on an exalted standard of character. And another example of his exalted standard of character is how he would treat the young, the poor, and the old. In other words, the most vulnerable of society. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would treat them in the best way. Now, when discussing the men, women, and children who are the most vulnerable in society, they are the ones who have no voice, in other words. They have no voice to represent them or to meet their needs to such an extent that they actually lose their significance. However, in keeping with his exalted standard of character, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely humble and compassionate to those around him, especially to these types of people, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this regard, Anas ibn Malik is reported to have said, any of the female slaves of Al-Madinah could take hold of the hand of Allah's Messenger and take him wherever she wished. Now, the meaning of this hadith is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stand in a place that would be convenient for the female slaves to see him and from where he could listen to their issues. Another hadith states, there was a woman whose intellect was slightly diminished. She said, O Messenger of Allah, I want something from you. He said, O mother of so-and-so, see which side of the road you want until I see to what it is you want. He then stood with her on one side of the road until she got what she wanted. So he would meet the needs of these people and he would not leave them until their needs were met. This shows that the Prophet ﷺ was very approachable and that even the females of society, even the slaves of the society, would approach him without any fear or hesitation, and he ﷺ would tend to their needs until they were satisfied. And this shows that he is of the best level of character, ﷺ. Imagine trying to meet the leader of the country today, or the leader of a state, or a leader of even a town, how hard it would be. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a leader of the Muslims, the greatest man to set foot on this earth, but that did not stop him from being very approachable, and everyone could come to him to discuss with him sallallahu alaihi wasallam their needs, and he would try to satisfy their needs sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is all we have time for today, my dear brothers and sisters. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.